Hello, darlings, and happy Sunday. Today is February 13th. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. So I wanted to give you just a little bit of love ahead of time. I know Valentine's Day can be a challenge for those who are in relationships that maybe aren't where you would like them to be. And for those who are single and don't wish to be. So I want to give you a little extra love. Ask you to be kind to yourself, as I always do. I hope you treat yourself to something nice. Whether that be a nice bath or maybe a beer. Just one. Don't go crazy. Or maybe that's your favorite pizza, or chocolate, maybe a new vinyl that you've been wanting. I'm not sure what it is. Maybe it's a little self-love, a little extra edging session. Listening to your favorite audios, perhaps? Maybe there's something I have that you'd like to revisit. Whatever it is, I hope you take some time to love on yourself, be gentle with yourself, and know that you are worthy. You're worthy of love. You're worthy of good things. And just because you don't have everything that you want right now, doesn't mean that it's not coming right around the corner. So, take heart. Try to be positive. And know that you're loved and cared about. At least by this stranger on the internet. So, in light of Valentine's Day tomorrow, I finished editing and prepping all 6 parts of my Ramble Fab series. So I will be posting that tomorrow as a tribute to Valentine's Day and self-love. So I hope you enjoy that. On Friday, you will have new content, as you will every Friday. And either at the end of this month or the beginning of next month, I intend to start reading a chapter a week in the Laura Antoneau Marketplace series. So we will start doing that. I think I may post those maybe on Sundays. I know that there isn't as much traffic on Sundays on Reddit. But it feels like if I start the week out with something, then you can find time to read it when it's convenient for you or listen to it. Maybe even on your commute to work on Monday or something. But in any case, that's what we have coming up. I will also, at some point in March, hopefully, be recording that audiobook, and we'll be able to share a little bit more about that with you as the months go. Even after it's recorded, there will be some behind-the-scenes work and fixing that needs to be done. So that will hopefully be ready to release by summer. I've never done this before. Neither of us have done this before, so we're learning as we go. But that'll be fun to explore and learn with. And I'm so excited to do my first audiobook. So hopefully there will be many more to come. What else did I want to tell you about? I guess it's a pretty short update this week. There's not a whole lot going on behind the scenes, except I am working on setting up a coffee account, which is a tipping account that lots of creators of various types of media make available for anyone that might like to send a little tip, a little thank you, a little tribute, a little gift, if you so desire. I thought that I had it up and running, but looks like it needs just a little bit more love and tweaking. But hopefully I will have that ready to go in the next day or two. Let's see. Yeah. Other than that, I'm still on a bit of a sabbatical vacation, self-care resting period. As you've possibly noticed, there's my son who has to be in everything. How many audios have I had to redo because of his loud little mouth? Anyway, I'm still largely not around as much, although I do try to respond to messages when I'm able to. But this next 10 days will be kind of rough for me. We're approaching the actual anniversaries. So, yeah. I've been struggling a little today. But that's okay. It seems like even though it's been 7 years since Mom died, that the loss of the mother-like person that kind of filled in after Mom died, after she died this summer, it seems like some old wounds have been opened up, so I'm finding that I'm more raw than I have been in a few years. But that's okay, right? We're all human, and it's okay to not be okay sometimes. It's okay to admit that you need help, that you need a break. It's okay to cry, it's okay to struggle. It's okay to feel however it is that you're feeling. And at the same time, allow yourself to feel the emotion and let it pass through you. Emotions are just energy in motion. No more, no less. We don't have to hold on to them with a death grip and wallow in our pain. It's okay to feel pain, but know that suffering is a choice. It's okay to feel how you feel and just let it pass and move on as best as you can. That being said, depression is a thing, so if you find that you're not able to let your emotions pass through you, I would encourage you to seek out someone to talk to about that. Because there's lots of treatments available that can help, whether that be talk therapy or possibly something else to help your mood. But in any case, my whole point is, it's okay to feel, it's okay to be human, and it's okay to not be okay. And right now, I'm not entirely okay. So, I won't be producing, pardon me, I won't really be producing any new content probably until the end of this month or the beginning of March. But rest assured, your weekly content will still be uninterrupted. So, you are loved. You are cared about. You're missed. And I look forward to creating new content for you soon. But in the meantime, I'm enjoying catching up on some TV that I haven't watched in months. I don't really watch much TV these days. I would rather talk to people, talk to you guys. And yeah, I'm still playing games, which I am deeply enjoying. So, I'm okay, but I'm not okay. If that doesn't describe the human experience, I just don't know what does. But anyway, If you have any comments, questions, thoughts, or requests, please feel free to leave them beneath this post. And yeah, I think the audio that's coming out this Friday, I might be incorrect, but I think it's a story about a cock tease 18-year-old or so girl that tangles with the wrong man. And he kind of teaches her a lesson. So, that will be coming out shortly. I'm so glad you guys enjoyed last week's content more than I anticipated. So, good to know. I love the feedback. Anyway, you're loved. You're appreciated. Happy Valentine's Day. And I'll talk with you again soon.